When I was 25 and a half, I started a podcast. The goal? To review some of the newest and the latest movies, along with some other stuff. With the help of my guests, I was able to do this, but there were dark forces tampering with my podcast, and with me. They called it an improvised podcast for some reason. I eventually found help in the form of myself. Yes, the me from a universe where the movies I reviewed got delayed. Apparently, my podcast made it to his universe. I know now that it is my duty, for the good of that universe, nay, the multiverse, to keep recapping and reviewing these movies, to hold listeners over until they could eventually see the movies as they were made in their world. For some reason, they come out differently in my world, but it's kind of entertaining that way. My name is Steven Schinder, and this is Delayed Replay. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Delayed Replay, a special one, in fact. I'm your host, as always, Steven Schinder, and joining me on this special one-year anniversary episode, you may have heard them before, a couple of familiar voices, though they've never been on an episode together, so this is most ambitious crossover, like even more so than Infinity War or whatever. So back from season one, both of them, I guess. Well, first off, think back to the very first episode of Delayed Replay. My co-host on that episode, he's back. It is Andres Serrano from Just Two Lads podcast.
Steven, I'm back to kick it off. I'm back again, back from the beginning, back from the trenches. I've made it. I've watched some films, or should I say I have it, and I'm here and I'm excited.
Yes, back from the dead, resurrected like Frankenstein's monster. I don't know.
Back from the dead. Wait, hang on. I'm not all caught up on the lore. Hang on.
Listen, there's a storyline that's going on between every episode that I'm on with Steven. You had to listen carefully and you learned a lot.
Yeah, that may or may not be canon. I don't know. But yeah, the other voice you hear, it is Dylan Green from, well, he's on a bunch of podcasts over at Decorative Vegetable Studios, which I guess I could list them all in the show notes, or I don't know if you want to mention all of them or whatever, but yeah, how are you?
It's a bevy of podcasts that are all sci-fi related, basically, or mostly sci-fi related. We could just leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll just link them in the show notes. So yeah, welcome to this 1 year anniversary episode.
Woo! I'm excited.
Yeah, it's wild because like the first episode, like the first movie that was talked about on the show was A Quiet Place Part 2. And apparently in that other universe where movies got delayed, like that movie's finally coming out over there, like at the end of May. So,
wild. Oh, finally. Sorry.
Finally. I think the trailer or another trailer just dropped today, actually, weirdly enough.
In that other universe. Something.
Yeah. Right.
In another universe, of course. In a parallel timeline.
Right. Yeah, we've all gotten acquainted with, like, the alternate versions of ourselves. So every now and then we might say, oh, yeah, I did this. Well, we mean, like, the other person. And, yeah, just roll with it. I'm listeners will understand.
I'm Andres Prime when I say I. It's clearly to my alter ego.
But which timeline is the prime timeline?
For prime timeline.
Okay. Ill-defined circular definitions. I see how we're doing this.
Yeah, I've just been calling it that other universe because I thought it'd be rude to like call one of them like universe one and universe two because I don't know. But
because clearly I'd be from universe one because I'm from episode one, so I'd be like the best universe, right? That's how it works.
I don't know. My head hurts. But weirdly, like this is something I didn't realize until like right before we got on this call. May 6th a year ago was when that first episode was recorded, and it's like May 6th when we're recording now.
That's awesome. That's actually really cool. A year ago, I sat at this exact desk and talked to this exact beautiful man, and now I'm accompanied by a beautifuler man.
Oh, wow.
That's what you're happy here.
That is both a compliment for me and a backhanded insult for Steve.
How dare you?
Yeah, especially because you've never seen Dylan's face.
But listen, I'm buttering him up. I'm buttering him up, all right? He has to feel welcomed by me.
Well, I appreciate it.
Of course, got you.
It's working.
Oh, all right, well, pass me your number after this. Nobody tell my girlfriend.
She's sitting at home listening right now, like, what the hell?
I know, she could text me, like, what, I heard that, what's going on?
I mean, it would be something if she listens to this podcast and, like, we don't know it, but...
That'd be wild, she, like, secretly has tabs on everything I'm on. Like, she just watches and everything I'm on, that'd be wild. She'd have a lot of catching up to do, I'm all over the place nowadays.
Right, that's fair. So, yeah, for this one-year anniversary episode, I was kind of, like... Like, this is something I wasn't thinking of even commemorating until, like, recently, because a couple of friends of mine, Ben and Zach, they have their podcast, the Intergalactic Peace Coalition, and...
Love that.
Yeah, it's a cool name. And they recently, like, for their anniversary, like, seven-year anniversary, they're doing, like, a transition over to Fandom Empire, so they're going from, like, audio to YouTube videos.
That's awesome!
So, yeah, it's like listening to podcasts for that long and just like seeing how they like commemorated their anniversary got me thinking, huh, the anniversary for Delayed Replay is coming up as well. Like, should I do something special? Because I was just thinking of like doing like just an ordinary episode, like whatever the next topic was. So I put out this Facebook post where I was like, should I do anything special for the one-year anniversary of Delayed Replay in 2 weeks? And my friend Greg has been on recent episodes, was like, talk about a really bad movie.
I refuse to talk about The Room.
I mean, we could go on like a brief tangent about bad movies. Like, what bad movies come to mind for you guys?
Easy. The Emoji Movie. My favorite movie. Absolute garbage. Oh, but I absolutely love it.
Well, Neverending Story 3 is pretty damn bad.
You know?
I would have to say the most controversial worst movie of all time, because I truly believe it's one of the worst movies of all time, Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. Absolute garbage. I hate you. I might have offended like half of Steven's listener base, but episode 2 is the only Star Wars film I can't sit through. It's the only one.
I mean, I can still watch it, but it is my least favorite of the theatrical films. What's funny is like Delayed Replay, the first episode actually came out on the 18th anniversary of Attack of the Clones.
Oh, I was spat on without even knowing it. Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, I didn't even intend to put it out on that date for that reason. It just ended up happening because I was like, well, I'll put out episodes on Saturdays, and that just happened to be like the next one.
It so happens that we're tied together to the hip, me and that movie.
Another friend of mine, his name is Nathan Butler, he started podcasting like the very day that that movie came out. And like he retired from Star Wars podcasting like a year ago, but that's wild like that
is commitment to the craft though. Wow.
Yeah, I guess like I'm getting really like sentimental thinking about like podcasts and podcasting. So like what are your guys's favorite podcasting moments, whether it be like doing podcasts or listening to podcasts?
Very interesting question, Stephen, because I don't typically reminisce about either listening to podcasts or doing podcasts, let me tell you what.
Do ears reminisce?
Very
also a very good question.
Asking these questions, right?
Look, I just appreciate being able to come on to Delayed Replay and talk about The Rock for like an hour.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's that Jungle Cruise episode you were on. Oh, what an episode. Yeah, maybe I'll like insert an audio clip here, or maybe I won't. Maybe it'll be funnier if I don't. I don't know. It depends on how much time I have. But yeah, like, oh, ha ha ha, that was such a good memory.
Wow. Sounds like you disagree with me, Stephen.
No, it really is a good memory. That was me reacting to the clip / non-existent clip. But yeah, like there were some fun tangents on that. Like, I vaguely remember you saying that like The Rock can make anything that's, I don't remember if you said garbage, but you said something along the lines of anything that's like not very good, like more watchable or something like that.
So it was something along the lines of like, I'll watch anything with The Rock in because he's like a charismatic beast. It's just great. So
yeah. Andres, what are your thoughts on The Rock?
The Rock? I love the guy. Absolutely love it. You know, but I remember when I was younger, yeah, I went to go watch Fast and Furious 6, or what they call it, Fast 6 now, or whatever, Furious 7, whatever they call these things nowadays. when I watched Fast 6, Furious 7, I remember it was the first time I'd seen The Rock in a long time in anything. And I remember I came out of a movie theater thinking to myself, that man is no longer The Rock. That man is the Boulder. Because, geez Louise, did he go from a transformation from when he was on The Game Plan, where he was just like a muscular football Disney star, to suddenly this man was made of sheer, utter Greek stone. He was so intensely muscular, I felt his veins through the screen. Like, I was so amazed how huge this man has become. So, yeah. I love him.
Listen to the Fast X episode of Delayed Replay if you listeners haven't already.
Oh, God, that series is on the weirdest trajectory of all time.
Yeah, they went into space on the 10th one. Like, it was wild.
I think you mean greatest trajectory, guys. Greatest trajectory, okay? The Fast franchise is going to go down in history as the greatest movie franchise ever made, exceeding the likes of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Star Trek, and basically any other franchise you can think of.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe? Better.
Including that. Better.
Yeah, I mean, if they cross over with Jurassic Park / World, then, like, I mean, what other franchise has had the guts to, like, go through all that ridiculousness over the course of, like, more than 10 films?
Those movies need to stop. Those movies need to stop. Yesterday. They should have stopped yesterday. I saw a commercial came up yesterday while I was watching YouTube of Vin Diesel driving a Mustang through the desert and being like, they've taken something from us. We've lost something great. The pandemic's been hard on all of us. But what we got coming back? Theaters. Nothing's better when the lights go down. You have that popcorn. That's why I'm excited for Fast and Furious to hit off movie theaters opening up. And I was like, what is this? What is this weird advertising I'm going through? I was so confused and I felt so uncomfortable with Vin Diesel low talking to me about movie theaters coming back. Oh, listen, I'm excited. I'm beyond excited movie theaters coming back. But I was so comfortable by Vin Diesel telling me how he's excited in my ear. Oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Those are your reactions of yourself from that other universe where F9 is coming out.
Yes, right. From my alternate universe persona, that person. I couldn't deal with
it. So I was also trying to think of, like, what else to do for this anniversary episode. And, like, we'll get there in a moment. But another suggestion that my dad commented was, like, do a recap of best moments with excerpts presented as a director's cut, which...
Yes, release the Snyder Cut of Delayed Replay.
I mean, I think I said something along those lines on the Wonder Woman 1984 episode, but I don't know. It's weird to me because, like, each episode that I put out is, like, how I intend to put it out. So in a sense, it's like every episode is already the director's cut. Like, I don't know, but
you are the director with no producer to stop you.
Right. But that kind of makes me think of a question that I kind of want to ask you guys. Like, where are some notable director's cuts that either of you have watched that you thought were improvements over the theatrical one or didn't, like, surpass the theatrical ones?
Admittedly, the only director's cut I can actually think off the top of my head that I've actually seen, ironically or maybe not, is Zack Snyder's Justice League.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. I loved it. Well, I love is a strong word, but I loved it.
No, I loved it. It's weird because it was one of those situations. Like, I really didn't care for Batman versus Superman, so I felt, like, over it, like, over the DCEU. Well, at least the, like, team movies in that universe. Like, I've enjoyed the standalones that have come out in between, but, like, when I watched Zack Snyder's Justice League, when it finally came out, I was actually impressed, and, like, I felt like I owed Snyder an apology for, like, all the jokes I made about how, like, yeah, it'll be pretty bad or whatever, but I was, like, legitimately impressed by it and loved the music, loved the dynamics between the heroes, and it was just great.
Yeah, no, it was a vast improvement. It was great. It was just a good movie in its own right, too. Like, great movie.
What about you, Andres? Have you seen Zack Snyder's Justice League?
I have not, but I've seen snippets of it, and that movie doesn't even look like the same movie. I don't even comprehend how that was a Snyder cut when that was truly just a whole different movie. Like, what was that? What was that?
Yeah, because, like, some director's cuts just feel like the same movie, but longer. Like, the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs. Superman is an example.
That's a prime example, yeah.
Yeah, but Zack Snyder's Justice League felt legitimately like a completely different movie from what came out in the theater back in 2017, and it's a really weird case where it's like, yeah, it is, you can say it's a different movie, it's not just the same movie,
it's anymore. So different that it's not even canon. They had to be like, this is not canon, and I was like, well, how can you make a movie that different in the director's cut that is no longer canon? Because usually director's cut are still canon, right? Because they're just scenes that have been left out and whatnot, just add more plot and more scenes. But this man created a whole different film. It was a whole different movie. What?
Yeah. Like, some of the DC directors have been saying that they only see Zack Snyder's version as canon and are kind of playing off of that. But wow. Whereas Warner Brothers seem like they're taking the 2017 version as canon and going forward, like, from that, it's really weird. It's like a depending on who you ask type of thing.
Well, you know, not to butt in here, but I'm going to say what my favorite director's cut is. There's two, really. Two. And listen, one of these, you're not even going to know, is the director's cut. The first one, The Lord of the Rings. Their extended editions, aka the director's cuts. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Absolute. Yeah. Improvements, but like, no,
yeah, I guess that's
I don't blame anybody for not wanting to sit through the 4-hour version of a film rather than the 3-hour version. So I don't blame them. The other version, this is a secret to film and to cinema. The Shining is actually the director's cut, because the UK version is a different cut than the American cut. So, fun fact.
Oh, wow, I never knew this.
Mm-hmm. The Shining in America is roughly 2.5 hours. The Shining in the UK is only 2 hours. And Stanley Kubrick never gave a real explanation why. Some people theorize that American audiences are too dumb, so he, like, didn't have to explain as much in European showings or whatnot. He never gave an actual answer, but The Shining, apparently, the American version gives a lot more story than the UK version. So that's my favorite director's cut, The Shining.
Huh. Weird.
No. Yeah. It's also one of my favorite movies of all time. So.
Yeah, The Shining is excellent. I wasn't very impressed by the sequel, Dr. Sleep.
I didn't watch it, but I've heard
it. Yeah, never got around to seeing it.
Yeah, like, I think it was like 2.5 hours. I was so bored by it that I didn't bother watching the director's cut, which I think is a half hour longer. But I do love the extended editions of The Lord of the Rings. I've never seen the ones for the Hobbit movies because, like...
Nor do you need to.
Yeah, like, I was disappointed by those, so, like, I've been kind of putting that off. But, yeah, like, the extended editions of The Lord of the Rings are really good, even though, like, the theatrical versions are already really good.
Yeah, like, it's like, what's better, Oscar-winning movie or Oscar-winning movie with more Oscar-winning moments? Like, it's just which one do you prefer? It's so good, so good.
Oh, yes, like that improv game, Oscar-winning moment.
Ah, Oscar-winning moment. Steven, go.
I would like to thank the Podcast Academy for nominating Delayed Replay For wait, that's the acceptance speech, right? I'm supposed to do, like, a performance.
You're supposed to be giving your moment. But you know what? Your acceptance speech could be your moment, you know? Think about that.
4D space-time falling in of itself. You were exactly. Nominated for the acceptance speech.
That he will be giving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just completely botched that, but yeah.
Okay. Steven, nobody would have known. Nobody would have known. It's okay.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh boy. But yeah, so before we actually get to the thing, I also put out another post where I was like mail time, and I was like saying people should email delayedreplaypodcast@gmail.com, and like we might read their emails on the show. And I put out this like image where it's like the background is like Blue's Clues, like Steve is outside of the house and the mailbox is there, but I put myself in front of Steve. And so funny. Like you can still see his arms like behind my shoulders. And like my friend Greg was like, "Are you General Grievous?" Because it kind of looks like I have forearms, I guess.
Amazing.
And Mr. Multiverse commented and saying, "You're not Steve." And then I replied with a screenshot of my name with a circle around the Steve part of it, and I was like, "Checkmate."
Checkmate.
Yeah, so like I don't know if there will be more emails like later, like post recording, but I do have like one message. Like someone sent in a review of this podcast that they wanted me to read. 5 out of 5 stars. And they say, "Delayed Replay is a fun listen. You get to hear Steven and his friends recap movies that got delayed in our world, with the details they share surely being very different, sometimes very ridiculous but entertaining, than how they would come out in our world. Even the tangents are pretty funny. Check it out and see if it's for you." And that was from Nerdish Events. Yeah, thank you, Nerdish Events. I really like all the letters in your name. Like, those are pretty cool letters. And thanks for the review.
Excuse me?
Those are good letters.
I've never been prouder than the letters in my name before than this moment.
All right, fine. That was the me from that other universe. He just rearranged the letters in his name as like a pseudonym.
There you go. There you go.
See, we've cracked the code.
Should have known it was Steven reviewing code. Steven. I should have known.
All right, but I guess with that, onto the like actual main topic of this episode, I guess. So we intercepted like this, I guess, transmission or recording or whatever from like yet another different universe where
yes the Delta Sigma.
I like to
universe.
Call it Delta. I was gonna say I like to call it Timeline B, just to add some confusion between
like
Prime
B.
Alpha and then B.
I like B. Let's go B. The B universe.
Yeah, where everyone is just B's.
Buzz.
Yeah, so like apparently in that universe, the movies got delayed there as well, but like Delayed Replay didn't take off. Like it was announced by someone and then it didn't take off. And so like the me of that universe like ended up making a podcast about podcasts that got canceled or delayed or like put on hiatus, like what have you. So yeah, wow. I guess we'll just go ahead and play that recording and like listen to like
give it
how,
to me.
How me they the yeah.
Podcast aside. Podcast aside. Podcast aside.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Podcast Aside, a podcast where we review podcasts that got delayed, canceled, put off, put on hiatus, put on the back burner, whatever. And yeah, we're celebrating the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. And joining me for this momentous occasion, you've heard them on previous episodes before. First off, here is Dylan Green from Decorative Vegetable Studios, or whatever.
or whatever. Yeah, that's the name we prefer to use. Dylan Green from or whatever, you know. Yeah. That's how we typically refer to ourselves. You know, come to think of it, that'd be a pretty good name for a podcast. Gonna keep that in my back pocket for when we inevitably start sixth or seventh podcast.
Check out Inevitable, a classic sci-fi podcast.
our basically our crowning achievement. There have been highs, there have been lows. There have been things in between that are not really worth noting, like the highs or the lows.
Lex is one of those. We'll leave that to your imagination, listeners.
Yeah. Do you think Lex is a high or do you think Lex is a low? Up to you. You decide.
Yes, it's a choose your own adventure. No. Well, the other voice who's joining me on this momentous occasion, it is Andres Serrano from Just Two Lads.
Hello, Steven. I'm Andres from Universe B podcast, Just Two Lads edition.
Yeah, he loves to call this universe Universe B for some reason.
I see beyond the spaghettis of strands of time. I understand all.
Classic Andres talking about spaghetti like he always does. Yeah, like it's been a year since this podcast began, which like it's wild to me. Like the first episode that was ever done on the show, it was about this podcast. It was by Arnie Niekamp and it was called Hey, I'm Eating Fast Food in My Car. Apparently he was trying to like start that podcast, but then fell into some magical portal or something. But yeah, like been covering lots of different podcasts that never were or ceased to be or whatever, and it's just been really fun. But for this episode, Dylan, this was your idea. You were saying that we should review/recap the podcast that kind of inspired me to do this, which was the one that never got off the ground called Delayed Replay.
Yeah, you know, from a universe 3 steps to the left and 6 steps upwards, you know. Delayed Replay exists and came out and was a very successful, you know, long-running podcast. You know, what happened here in Universe B that caused that to never get off the ground? We don't know, and we may never know, but it seems like an apt thing to review for the one-year anniversary of Podcast Aside here.
Really glad that I came up with the name Podcast Aside, because it's a triple pun, you know? It's like the podcast that got like cast aside, or it's like a podcast with asides, you know, like in theater or whatever. Or it sounds like pesticide, but instead it's for podcasts, you know, podcasts that died or whatever. I don't know.
Podcasts that died is such a brutal term. Makes it really, you know, really personifies the podcast as if it's a real living, breathing thing. It's
just much sentient. Like on Lost, that the island is a character. The podcast is a character on the podcast. Think about that, Dylan.
Oh, does the island actually like come to life and like rise from the water?
No, fool, but it's a character of its own. Does it come to life? Arguably the island is alive, but you wouldn't know unless you watched all 6 seasons. You wouldn't know.
Oh yeah, I've only watched like the first 8 episodes. Like I know a year ago you told me I need to like watch the whole thing, but I still haven't.
I have no memories of this. That must have been on the delayed replay.
Nice one.
When did this happen?
Everyone knows like we're an improvised podcast, so we'll just get on the Google Doc and get the one word suggestions down. Each of you, give me the name of a celebrity.
Steven Schindler.
Do you just want the first one we think of? Because the first one I thought of Steven was Schindler. Olivia de Havilland.
And her. I want Steven Schindler and her.
Wait, I don't know who that is.
See, I was worried about that, which is why I asked, like, do you want the first one that we think of?
I mean, preferably someone that we'd all know, I guess.
Ryan Reynolds.
And Steven Schindler.
Oh, that's right, because he's the one that, like, tweeted that he was going to do a delayed replay podcast, but then never did. Yeah. So right. He'd be part of this. Andres, did you say Steven Schindler?
Yes. Yes. A Renaissance man. A man ahead of his time. Put him down. Steven Schindler. Celebrity.
I guess. All right.
But if you want a real answer, Eddie Murphy.
Okay. And as usual, like, we might not use all of these, but they're there for us to use if we want them. Give me an inanimate object.
Froyo.
A brick. Oh,
that's funny. The next thing I was going to say was give me a food.
I'll go back to you on that one. Calzone.
Calzone, okay.
Food. Pasta sauce. Just the sauce with no pasta.
Heck yeah. Who needs the pasta when you can just drink the sauce?
I love drinking sauce.
There's a great sauce I buy that comes in mason jars. It's basically designed to be drunk at that point. I mean, like, come on.
Facts.
Just like how mayonnaise is meant to be just eaten by itself.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for having me on this episode of another podcast episode. I really appreciate you all. You can find me at Just Two Lads. My username's at Pojackie, and thank you. And this is my time. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Give me something that starts with the letter L.
Lasagna.
That'd be so much food on this thing.
Lamp.
Lamp?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me a location.
Marzipan.
That's not a location.
Yeah, you didn't say it had to be from this world. Marzipan City from Chowder.
Okay.
Yes, I knew. I knew what you were talking about.
Man, wow. I'm blanking on every location in the universe. Singapore.
Okay. I was gonna say, if you were blanking on it, it's probably the Bermuda Triangle. Put that in. And let's see, for good measure, let's see what the random word generator comes up with. Studio
City.
Did you say Studio City?
Yeah, dude. Studio
City. A classic. I had my honeymoon there in another timeline that we haven't explored yet.
Sure.
Unspoken of. Yeah.
Forest, and let's just get a third one from here.
The more words, the merrier. Am I right? Or am I right?
Are you left? Wow. Okay, apathy. And yeah, I don't know if you guys want to ask me for any suggestions or if we want to leave it like that, but...
Steven, give me a video game.
A Red Dead Redemption.
There you go.
That's a long list of words.
It was a very long list of words. Can't wait to talk about Eddie Murphy eating froyo while he was covered in pasta sauce, while with his gangster friend Lasagna in Singapore, while talking about the forest in Studio City, while playing Red Dead Redemption.
Alright, well, you just banged out like half of this right there, so.
We got you. We got you. I do this for a living. Don't worry, Dylan.
Yeah, we love doing improv. Like this is kind of a lame thing for me to say, but it felt so good telling someone recently that I've been doing improv for 6.5 years.
Hey, like, congrats. That's awesome.
Very nice.
I don't know.
From one improviser to another, that's actually really awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah, like improv is how you and I met, and Doctor Who is how me and Dylan met. Wild.
Whoa. Who's your doctor?
Capaldi.
You gotta trust your doctor.
Capaldi? What'd you say, Dylan?
I said trust your doctor. And that's who my doctor is.
this your, man.
Your own podcast is your doctor.
I don't know. Probably Peter Capaldi. Might be Tom Baker. Might be David Tennant. I don't know. Depends what day you catch me on.
It's almost like they're all the same person.
Yeah, shocking, right?
Stop it. Fired. get off this podcast.
What about you, Andres? Do you have a favorite doctor?
You know, for the longest time, the ninth doctor was my favorite doctor, and I think it was because we saw so little of him. But I heard that he's on an audiobook now, and that's super cool, as the doctor. So I thought that was super awesome.
Yeah, pretty soon, the ninth Doctor Adventures Ravagers is coming out, like, this month.
Yeah, I felt like he was a doctor that never got the shine, because obviously the actor wanted off the show. But I felt like we didn't get enough of him. I felt like he had so much more to offer, but we didn't get enough. But those character moments that we did have, he was wonderful. And what's his line that he says to Rose? You were just incredible, or something like that. I absolutely loved him. Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, it's wild because, like, him coming, I mean, this is a tangent, but we always go on tangents on podcast aside anyway, but Christopher Eccleston joining Big Finish was like the last doctor I ever expected to, like, do that. It's like, that was like the impossible, and then it's finally happening, so that's exciting.
I know, well, it's wild because, you know, Christopher Eccleston was very much like, I'm done. I want nothing to do with it. I'm moving on. And now he's like, I need some money. I will return to one of my biggest roles ever.
Paycheck, right? Like, who's going to turn down a paycheck?
Exactly, exactly.
Steven, the check you sent me for the last episode of this I was on didn't clear, so...
Oh, shoot. I'll have to check on that, but...
Public call out. Steven, my check that you sent me didn't go through either. I'm going to need you to send me another check as well.
Oh boy. Okay, I'll have to check up on that. But yeah, that actually reminds me. Podcast Aside is sponsored by Big Finish. We love stories.
Nice. Nice.
I'm a little skeptical of that sponsorship. It sounded, you know, very suspicious.
Anyway, what we should get to, like, the recap/review of Delayed Replay. So yeah, this is Podcast Aside, reviewing Delayed Replay after a warm round of applesauce.
Woo! Applesauce.
I do like me some applesauce, especially when it's got a cinnamon hint to it. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Right. Yeah, so, like, what were your guys' favorite moments from Delayed Replay, that podcast that reviewed movies that got delayed as if they came out on time?
If I had to have a favorite moment from the Delayed Replay, I would have to say my favorite moment was recreating themselves being inside a Saw puzzle as they nerded out about Saw, the movie series, yes. Of course, not the Seesaw, but the movie series.
Ah, yes. Ryan Reynolds and Eddie Murphy were very convincing when they pretended that they were, like, stuck in a room and, like, in these traps. What were some of those traps that they were in while recording that episode about Spiral from the Book of Saw?
Spiral from the Book of Saw? More like the Book of Sauce, am I right?
Yeah, applesauce. The pasta sauce.
Yeah, like, the room was filling with, like, applesauce and pasta sauce. It was wild. Yeah,
while Eddie Murphy enjoyed his calzone. Of course.
You know, it wasn't clear listening, but it sounded to me like Ryan Reynolds' room was filling with pasta sauce and Eddie's was filling with applesauce, and they hadn't really, like, communicated beforehand on, like, what kind of sauce they were going to use, and so they both kind of just picked one.
I like to call that the Bermuda Triangle effect, Dylan, when you're not really sure what's going on and two moments intersect. I like to call it the Bermuda Triangle effect.
Yeah, it was really wild that they had to, like, eat themselves out of the sauce in order to recap Spiral for the episode. And, like, it took them, like, 30 minutes to, like, devour all the sauce.
You mean it took them three quibbies?
Three quibbies.
It took them three quibbies to get there.
Is this a reference I'm not getting?
Ah, Steven, Dylan and I are about to give you a little something. A quibby is a fake measurement of time. A quibby is 10 minutes, named after, you guessed it, famous, already out of production, streaming service, Quibby.
You founded by Jeffrey Katzenberg. Famous spurned Disney animator turned DreamWorks animator.
Who made a streaming service named Quibi, which you could watch 10-minute episodes that were apparently supposed to be compete with Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services. And what is a Quibi, Steven, you may ask? They never tell you in the commercials, but what you're supposed to find out eventually is that a Quibi is 10 minutes.
Oh, yes, I remember now. It was that app that had, like, celebrities recreating the Princess Bride. So... yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're...
Steven, its greatest appeal was that you can watch movies
vertically.
Yeah, that was something.
What a time to be alive. And you know what? So they took Ryan Reynolds and Eddie Murphy to eat all that sauce in 3 Quibbies.
It was really odd when they were like describing the events of Spiral and how like it takes place in the like in Singapore, which is bizarre because it's something I wouldn't think a Saw movie would like take place at. Like, they're usually like in North America ish you know.
It was about time, you know, Saw went international, so I appreciate Delayed Replay taking us to that plane of existence.
It was a real mortar and brick type of foundation they created, and it was actually very groundbreaking. It was very impressive.
For sure. And I also liked the episode that they did where they recapped and reviewed Red Dead Redemption, because I guess they were like pretending that Red Dead Redemption got like delayed for like over a decade or something, and so they're like making stuff up.
Ah, yes, and the moment when they talked about the apathy in the studio when they were going through the forest was the hardest part of the podcast, because I remember they were talking about and crying about, you guessed it, the scene in which John Marston dies in Marzipan City. It was the rough scene, and I still watch that scene on YouTube if I want a good cry. I can't lie.
Yeah, that crossover between Red Dead Redemption and Chowder was very unexpected, but you know what? It's probably more ambitious of a crossover than Infinity War, because it's two different IPs, you know?
Of course. Everybody knows that, right? I knew that. Dylan, do you know that? I knew that, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Who didn't know that?
Who wouldn't know that?
What squares don't know that?
Exactly. What square of a man?
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Are you looking for a site to build your podcast on? Use Squarespace. But yeah, I also thought it was very unique for a Delayed Replay to like have this segment where they like they have this lamp, right, and they rub it as if it can like make a wish, and they pretend that like their wishes are coming true. Do you guys remember like some of the wishes that they made with that lamp?
Well, if I remember correctly, the rules of a genie is 3 wishes, right? So there are only 3 wishes.
Right.
So clearly their guest star Steven Schindler wished for something relating to movies. That's all I remember.
He wanted a Red Dead Redemption movie. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Steven Schindler did that for the good of cinema. Because
I really thought you were going to say the good of mankind, and I was going to be like, hold up, hang on.
I mean, why would I limit it to just mankind when it could be just the whole universe, like aliens and whatnot?
Suppose that's true. You got me with that one.
But yeah,
that's what they call checkmate, Dylan.
Checkmate, damn it. You got me.
I'm more of a checkers person, but yeah. So I just thought that like the world needed a good video game movie for once, you know, and so like making that Red Dead Redemption movie come true was like, it was a gamble that was worth making, even if it had mixed results.
Yes. agreed. Concur.
Yeah, one of the odd things about the Red Dead Redemption movie, as described in the Delayed Replay episode, is like the casting choices. Like, I did not expect for Jack Black to show up in that Red Dead Redemption movie.
Okay, listen, stop, time out. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that. Listen. Okay. I need to relive that moment when they revealed that Jack Black was in the Red Dead Redemption movie. Listen, when they told me, Steven, that Jack Black will be John Marston, I thought they were lying. I thought they had made the worst casting decision in the universe, Steven. But then, when I watched that trailer with Jack Black walking out with assless chaps, I knew for a fact this man was my John Marston. When he walked out there and he was dead-eyed, that bird out of the sky with his invisible finger gun, I knew for a fact that was my John Marston. I knew it, Steven. I knew it.
Yeah, it was weird how accurately they predicted elements of the movie, but I guess it makes sense because Ryan Reynolds and Eddie Murphy are like in the movie business, so like they hear from people and whatnot.
Honestly, I listen to that podcast for the things they don't get right because of how accurate their stuff is. I try to find out what they didn't get right. Most often than not, everything is right. Everything.
It's like they've got some sort of prescient, latent psychic abilities going on there.
Exactly, Dylan. Exactly. Now you're not. Listen, I think Dylan's in on it. I think Dylan. Whoa, I know
whoa.
Do you work with Ryan Reynolds and Eddie Murphy with guest star Steven Schindler?
Look. I can neither confirm nor deny the accusations that are being leveled at me. You know, that's as much as I can say. That's as much as I'm gonna say. I will say that I know Steven Schindler personally.
Wow. I bow to you, good sir. I bow.
Yeah, Dylan is a real Sean Spencer with his psychic abilities.
Hey, man, Psych was a great show that was ended too early.
Yeah. Which is great because Delayed Replay did like an episode where it's like if Psych had continued going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. See, they're keyed into the truth, I tell you, the truth.
I thought it was rather hilarious how they described how like Sean and Gus would like go to an island that had a volcano on it. Like it sounds really zany, but at the same time it's like these guys are wacky already, so like why not put them on that adventure? I know, you know that I'm not telling the truth. Uh-oh, copyright strike.
copyright, hang on, copyright.
Steven, what are you doing over here? What are you doing? Are you trying to get struck down? What are you trying to do?
Watch Psych on Peacock, who is definitely not sponsoring us.
We wish they would.
I wish I was sponsored by Peacock, are you kidding me? Get a free subscription to The Office again? I wish.
Yeah, I think when Peacock launched, I only watched the second Psych movie, and then, like, that was it. Or actually, I just remembered. I also saw, like, the Invisible Man movies, like, the really old ones. Those were fun, I guess.
Have you ever read the Invisible Man book?
No, but I know it's by H.G. Wells, who wrote the excellent book, The Time Machine.
Yes, I own a copy that has both of them back to back. Absolutely phenomenal. Both of them are absolutely phenomenal reads. So good.
Nice. Yeah, and I'm not going to spoil this, but have either of you seen the Invisible Man remake that came out like over a year ago?
I did not, but I've been told that it's really good.
Yeah, it was directed by Lee Whannell, you know, one of the creators of Saw, and like I didn't know that before watching it, and so like I was legitimately impressed by it, and then when it got to the credits and said directed by Lee Whannell, it was a weird feeling of like it was like seeing an old friend like having accomplished something like after you realize it's like their thing, you know.
Is that how you say his name? Because over on my podcast, we've probably been mispronouncing it as Lee Whannell.
Oh, on like one of the like many podcasts you're on.
Look, we tweeted at him on Twitter. We asked him a question, and he never tweeted back. And we've been saying Lee Whannell all along.
I think it's Lee Whannell. Like I vaguely remember some interview in like 2007 or something. Yeah, I don't know. If the pronunciation is different, I'll like specify it in the show notes, as I usually do for podcast aside. But yeah.
Well, it would be completely in character for me and my co-host to mispronounce his name. Completely and utterly in character, you know?
Yeah, like in character as yourselves.
Pretty much.
Just do an episode where you and Keon like do like a body switching thing, and it's like you act like each other. The Freaky Friday thing.
Not a bad idea. I'll keep it in my back pocket.
Right. So what are like some other like favorite moments from Delayed Replay that like Ryan Reynolds and Eddie Murphy graced us with over like the past year?
I heard there was a juicy episode about the Jungle Cruise. Is that true?
Yeah. This is what I've heard too. Steven?
Oh yes, and The Rock himself guested on that episode, so it's like they were able to reenact like scenes that he was like in or maybe wasn't in. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. It hasn't come out for us, so like I don't know how accurate the scenes are. But like having Dwayne The Rock Johnson on that podcast, it's like it elevated it. It made it more legit in my eyes.
With special guest Kevin Hart. Incredible.
Oh yeah.
He's not even in the movie. He was just there. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was like a pseudo crossover with Jumanji.
Jumanji!
I also loved the Jumanji theme song that they sang. Jumanji is a place where we play games.
Yes, I recall this now. I believe, if I remember correctly, Dylan did the backup singing for that. Am I wrong? Am I wrong with that?
Again, yeah, like, not confirm or deny the accusations being leveled at me, but yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. I was like wondering if they credited you, but yeah, we have.
Did they also sing about them being in the movie Central Intelligence together? Did they sing about that?
I have vague memories of this happening. Very vague memories of this happening. You know, Central Intelligence was also such a like fever dream of a movie. That like I feel like any reference to it in real life just gets like deleted in my mind as soon as it's said by anyone.
Of course. But you wrote the score for that, did you not?
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, you know. I contributed. I was in the room.
Oh, you were in the room. You inspired them.
Well,
too bold of a claim. I was told. It was an under the table deal that you handed them the sheet music and they did the rest. Is that true?
It was like, if you've ever seen the, you know, the movie, The Red Shoes, it was like, you know, that way I gave them the score and then they were like, you're fired. And I was like, all right, but I guess you're still going to use my music, aren't they? And they did. So, you know, that's
there you have it. I got you now. I understand.
It was very, very, very sneaky on their part. Very sneaky.
Yes, it wouldn't be cinema without sneakiness.
There you go, exactly.
Just copy and paste.
Yeah, copy and paste. Easy.
Can I copy your homework? Sure, but change it up a bit so it doesn't look exactly the same.
Identical? Yeah. Classic.
But yeah, Delayed Replay, you know, what a podcast. Like, what would you rate this podcast, like, as we, like, have reviewed / recapped it?
Solid 11 out of 10 listener feedbacks.
I would say 10 out of 10 quotes. 10 out of 10 missable quotes.
Nice. I'm going to split the difference and say 10.5 out of 10 rolls of film.
Nice.
On that point, it would be like 10 out of 10 judging artists' work. 10 out of 10 artists' works being judged.
It's a solid and respectable rating if I ever heard one.
I think that is the rating of all ratings. I don't know about you.
It's very true. It's very true.
Dylan, is it true that you shot the Lord of the Rings?
Well, you know, again, I was in the room. I was in the room. You know, Peter Jackson was there. He's like, we need a DP. And I was in the room. And I may or may not have, you know, bitten off more than I could chew.
I'm amazed. The talent Steven brings onto his podcast. I'm amazed.
Yes, you know? That makes Podcast Aside more legit.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you get that street cred in this universe, right? You got to get that kind of talent on it. And, you know, I'm amazed that Steven got you on, Andres. You know, I heard that you actually...
I wrestled the Megalodon.
Wrestled the Megalodon. I was also going to say you're the reason why film still exists. Okay, can you give us a little more background?
Yeah,
on that?
I would love to talk to you about that. So we were actually transitioning out of the film age. We're transitioning to the digital film age. But my good friend Tarantino, you may not know him. He's a small director. He was telling me that real cinema, real art, was made on actual film, and I was so inspired by him. I bought all the film in the universe, and I started distributing it for free so that directors can use it and just to keep the industry alive. And so I alone have stomped out the digital age, and I've made it back to film, classic film.
Mm-hmm. So you really made your mark on the movie kind of production side of things.
Yeah. I mean, until my supplies last, though. My supplies are running out very quick. An hour's worth of film, aka a day's worth of not even a day's worth. Yeah, actually, you know, it depends. Really burns through a lot of my film. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how little film can be used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been very thankful to have like high star power guests like you guys on this podcast, along with some of the other people on who have appeared on Podcast Aside.
Let's make no mistake, though, Dylan. We are both under the shoulders of Steven Schindler. The man created not only the podcast, but Steven also created, you guessed it, the internet. You may not know this, but Steven was there when it was created.
Yes, and Bill Gates like stole it from me. So that's a big
And
oof.
Then Steven created a phone called the Pear, which was then stolen by Steve Jobs and made into the Apple. And then Steven had a friend named Sam singing, and he said, my Samsung sung something, and then guess what? His Samsung was taken from Steven. All Steven.
You're also forgetting that the Pear idea was also taken for, like, Nickelodeon shows like iCarly and Victorious and other masterpieces.
Now they're making a reboot and didn't invite Steven onto it because they knew he'd steal the show.
Right. Completely unacceptable in my opinion, but
I cannot believe the things they've done to Steven. And mm-hmm. to think he's humble enough to have people like you and I on his podcast, even though we do not amount to his star power.
Yeah, it's just, you know, boggles the mind.
Boggles. Well, absolutely boggles. You know what, that's the word of the day. Boggles.
Yeah, boggles. Just like the game Boggle. Boggle movie one.
There you go.
All right. Well, that was some good reminiscing on Podcast Aside. If you want to like leave a comment in the socials, you know where to find us, and we might read your thoughts on the show. Or if you don't comment, we probably won't read your thoughts because we don't read minds unless you're Dylan, who is apparently psychic.
Dylan only is a psychic. Dylan, is it true that you are the psychic?
The psychic. Well, again, you know, cannot confirm or deny, but yes, I am.
Understood. Thank you, Dylan.
You're welcome. Yeah. You know, strictly confidential, though. You know, strictly confidential.
Understood. Yeah, of course. I wouldn't tell anybody. Right. It's between you and me. Yeah.
Between you and me and Steven.
That's it. Yeah. No one else.
And the listeners.
No. Well, maybe. You know, they, you know what? His psychic powers are so strong, they won't be able to hear it.
Sure. Why not? all right, well, I guess that'll do it for this special anniversary episode of Podcast Aside.
Woo!
So
Ooh, we did it.
Yeah, so yeah, thanks again for listening, and rate, review, and subscribe, and see what we talk about on the other side of Podcast Aside. Oh, wow. Okay, so that was a weird thing to listen to, right, guys?
I like that Andres guy.
Yeah, he sounds pretty cool to me. He sounds pretty cool to me.
He's not very rad. That Dylan guy, though, that Dylan guy literally created everything in that universe. I cannot believe. That dude is overpowered. His power is over 9,000. It is insane.
But I mean, it's in comparison to Steven, you know.
It clearly, at the very end, it really plugged how incredible that Steven guy is, though. Very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird hearing people say how awesome a different version of me was.
incomparable to the ones we are. We're all a bunch of losers here. That version of us, absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. He wrestled the Meg.
Yeah, the Megalodon. Can you believe it?
I could not. I thought I was amazed. I was amazed. I wish I could wrestle. If anything, I'm afraid of water.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that they mentioned Big Finish because, like, actually, just last night, I actually tweeted at Big Finish because, well, I mean, this is a tangent, but we always go on tangents on Delayed Replay.
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said. Weird. Yeah.
I guess tangents are just common in multiple universes. But yeah, so what I tweeted was I was rewatching a couple episodes of Frasier with a friend last night. I don't know if either of you watch Frasier or like know of it, but
can't say I do.
Oh, it's the show where Kelsey Grammer plays a radio psychiatrist. It's a spinoff of Cheers. And it ran for 11 years. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. So there we go. And so, like, they're actually bringing it back for Paramount Plus sometime soon. What I tweeted was, if the Frasier revival turned out to be an audio-only radio show made by Big Finish, I wouldn't even be mad. Also, Frasier / Doctor Who crossover when? And then Big Finish replied saying, only if we're allowed to have an entire episode dedicated to an Eddie and K-9 buddy cop movie style side mission.
I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the world, but I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah, and then I replied, if this happened, would a laugh track have to be included? And then they were like, absolutely.
I believe Steven tweeted, would a laugh track half yo be included? Just saying.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally tapped yo instead of two. Speaking of laugh tracks, I thought it was odd how in Podcast Aside, they incorporated a laugh track during the moments that weren't, like, the funniest moments. Like, it was just an odd choice of them to do, but... I mean, if they're having fun with it, I mean, that's what matters most, right? You podcast, and if you're having fun with it, like, do your thing, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. My brother is actually convinced that, like, the Frasier revival will be, like, Frasier, like, not having a radio show and instead making a podcast himself.
Honestly, I buy that theory. I buy that. That sounds legit, actually, to be honest.
I mean, I'd watch. Just podcasting in general, it's just a fun thing to do. Like, just talking with friends and shooting the, like going around the horn and, like, talking about different things and going on fun tangents. And I guess that's why I've continued doing Delayed Replay, like, a year later. And, yeah, I mean, you guys like podcast as well, and I'm sure it's rewarding.
I love podcasting, absolutely.
Delayed Replay has just been fun this past year. Lots of great guests, lots of great topics, and like still more topics to come, which I'm very excited about, and it's always great to have different voices on here to play off of.
I didn't realize I was muted somehow, my bad.
The plot twist.
Plot twist! But agreed. I agree with Steven. It's absolutely incredible.
Lots of great memories, lots of great people on the show. Just a good time was had by all, both as a listener and a guest. It's just been a good time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Agreed.
Just insert montage here with like the like sappy, sentimental song that like celebrates the show.
Just put Chariots of Fire on.
Do 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 do. Oh, copyright strike.
Oh, copyright.
Is that The Simpsons?
No. What, wait, was it actually featured on The Simpsons?
No, but you said, it sounded like you were doing the Simpsons theme song.
No, it's a song like I was like do 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 do.
Oh, that song. All right, listen, yeah, just do the first part. It really sounds like you're doing the Simpsons theme song.
Oh, I can kind of hear it like do 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 do. Damn. So did Danny Elfman copy Vangelis then? Like, did he steal the Simpsons theme from Chariots of Fire?
Listen, I think we're starting to figure things out. I think we're starting to find things out, Steven. I think you're onto something. I think Dunn and I just got to see the greatest moment in all podcasting history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, nothing truly more momentous has happened than this revelation on a podcast ever.
I don't think it has ever.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is we're breaking new ground here, quite literally.
Yes, literally.
Yeah, we're like you guys literally do it, you... like using pickaxes and jackhammers to break.
I was going to say, hang on, you guys are not like jackhammering the ground right now? That's you guys not doing that?
I was wondering what the shaking was below my feet.
All right, huh. Yeah, I'll edit those jackhammer noises out of the episode. Good. So they're not too distracting in the background.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I must have misread the email to like be on this podcast. I thought, you know, by breaking new ground, you said, I thought you meant literally breaking new ground.
No, Dylan, I was telling you, have you ever checked out Newgrounds, that website with animated videos from like a long time ago?
Oh, damn it. Classic mistake.
I think some of those aren't even playable anymore because Flash like died. Adobe Flash, not Flash the superhero, to my knowledge.
Right.
But thankfully, these podcast episodes are not on Adobe Flash Player.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. Look, you never know, man. You never know, okay? And it's better to be prepared than not. I don't know why I said that like it was going to be some huge motivational thing, and then it was just not.
I mean, that's like Scar in the Lion King remake, right? It was supposed to be a huge motivational thing like in the animated version, but it was not. Be prepared.
I would like to just say that a year ago, alternate universe, I guess, whatever timeline, a year ago, the pandemic began in whatever universe it was, and the labor play started off, and it was a really fun and creative idea, and I'm amazed that he kept it going throughout a year, because the cinema is about to come back, and I'm really excited to see what you do with this podcast going forward. I'm really excited to see what you do when things are no longer delayed.
Because, like, I've been recapping the movies that got delayed over there, and there will come a time when the movies won't be delayed as much, but I've been experimenting with, like, other topics to talk about. Like, for example, recently there's that Space Jam 2 episode where it was the Space Jam 2 that came out in the late 90s that people forgot about because of the memory erasing feature.
Right, because of the memory erasing thing.
Yeah, and so since, like, lots of people aren't aware of that, I figured, yeah, what the heck, and just going through, like, the other Jam movies as well.
There you go.
Yes, Desert Jam, my favorite movie.
Desert Jam, as opposed to Desert Jam.
Look, Desert was the first biome that wasn't space that I thought of, so, you know. A lot of those Jam movies had memory erasing things at the end, so you kind of just have to guess at, you know, at which one's real and which one's not.
Yeah, I think there was a desert in one of them, but yeah, like there was one in Looney Tunes Back in Action, but maybe there's one in another one of them. I'll have to go and check, but yeah. I did want to ask, like, if you guys have ever seen, like, any anniversary episodes of anything you liked that you thought were like a lot of fun?
We did one on my podcast where we got two other Doctor Who podcasters to play future regenerated versions of ourselves, and we regretted it, but it was funny at the time.
Right, pretend, wink, wink.
Yeah, right, of course.
Does the Day of the Doctor count?
Yes.
Then that. I really remember the time when the Day of the Doctor came out, and I thought that was like the greatest anniversary thing in the world. And I think, I don't think many things do that many anniversary things, so I'm going to say that, because I can't remember anything else.
Yeah, the Day of the Doctor, I do have my critiques here and there of it, but like in the years since then, it's like I kind of don't care as much about like the changes it made anymore, so it's like whatever. And yeah, it's like it's fun for what it was. An anniversary episode that comes to mind for me is I don't know if either of you have ever watched The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, but like I think 7 years into his show, he like was like, oh, we found like a clip of like the very first episode. And like on his show, he has like a robot skeleton instead of a band. His name is Jeff Peterson. And so in this quote unquote flashback, it's like Jeff Peterson was still human. And like they mention that, well, like he's played by the guy who voices the robot, but they mention that like this weekend or whatever, he's going to go on a trip, like swimming with sharks or skydiving with sharks or something. And like, he's like, well, if anything happens to me, you could reanimate me as a robot skeleton. And it's like just referencing things that were like very of like early 2005. It was just really funny.
Oh, man, that I don't know why that reminded me of like the Deep Space Nine anniversary episode of the original series, Trials and Tribulations. That yes. was great. I love that one.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was really well done, too, how they somehow composite all of the DS9 characters into the original series footage. Very well done.
Very well. Very well.
Hey, listeners, this is Steven at a later time. Before we get back to wrapping up the episode with me, Dylan, and Andres, I just wanted to include this message that the me from that other universe sent in. The universe or movies got delayed, and it's not the podcast aside universe, it's the one that you've been familiar with before this universe with the delayed movies. But yeah, the other me sent in actually a review of Spiral from the Book of Saw in his universe. This will be non-spoiler. Yeah, let's just give him a listen. Hey, Steven, I'm just sending you this voice message because I just watched Spiral from the Book of Saw in my universe, finally. I know for you it's been out for a year already, but I watched it when it came out yesterday, Thursday night. And I have some thoughts. I decided to wait a day to let them sink in. But I just want to say, like, this was like my first time going to a movie theater in 15 months. Last time was Birds of Prey on Valentine's Day last year. It was my second viewing of that movie. It even came with a themed drink. An interesting experience. I don't miss watching the trailers before the movie. Like, if I'm being honest, if there's no Star Wars trailer, I don't really care. But I'll go quickly through what trailers showed up in front of the Spiral from the Book of Saw before going into the thoughts on the movie proper, which are non-spoiler in case anyone from my universe still wants to see it. So the first trailer that came up was The Forever Purge, and it looks pretty crazy. Maybe not as crazy as the way you, Dylan, and Keon described it, but it does seem really interesting. I'm curious to see what the antagonists are like, these people who are trying to continue perpetuating the purge, I guess. And then after that was another horror movie trailer called Night House. I'm not really sure what to make of this, but the overall vibe did seem pretty spooky, I suppose. Then came Cruella, and it was at this moment that I thought to myself, wait, did I walk into the wrong auditorium? It's gotta be the right one, because there have been horror trailers up until this point. But watching the Cruella trailer, you know, Emma Stone as younger Cruella de Vil, it's her origin story, it felt weirdly in place with these trailers, even though it's a Disney trailer. Kind of unsettling vibe to it. Like, it feels a bit... I don't know how to describe it. Like, I mean, people have made the Joker comparison, and I guess you could argue that that movie kind of has a horror vibe to it as well. So I guess Cruella kind of fits. It was just kind of odd. And then there was the next Conjuring movie, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. I've only seen the first Conjuring movie, and before that I saw The Curse of La Llorona without knowing that it was within that universe. Obviously there is some catching up I would need to do. I am curious about the Annabelle movies because, you know, killer dolls. I'm not sure what to make of this new Conjuring movie. I know it's based on a real case. I'm curious how accurate it is to that case. I'm sure there are liberties taken here and there, but we'll see, I guess. Might be a while before I see that one. And then came A Quiet Place Part 2, the trailer for that, and yeah, it's wild. It was the first movie that you talked about on your show with Andres, actually, and it has me a bit more intrigued. Again, it'll probably be different from the way you described it, but there's like a little bit of foreshadowing of with like the store that is in the beginning of the first movie, because obviously there are parts of it that will show moments leading up to the whole conflict that leads to the world being the way that it is. And I'm still not expecting it to be as good as the first movie, but it looks like it could potentially be not as ridiculous as the version that you guys saw. So yeah, I'll see that at some point in the future, I'm sure. Maybe not in the theater, but sometime. Then there was a trailer for a Samuel L. Jackson movie, because why not? Like, Spiral from the Book of Saw features him anyway, so I guess. And as I was watching the trailer, I was like, oh, okay, it's the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard trailer. Like, but as it continued, I realized, wait, Ryan Reynolds isn't in this. And it said, from the studio that brought you John Wick. And I kind of rolled my eyes at that when I thought it was Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. And maybe they're like making a comparison just because action, action, action. But it's a different movie. It's called Protégé. And yeah, I'm not really sure what to make of it. Could potentially have an interesting vibe to it. I don't know. But then after that, finally got the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard trailer, which I guess was kind of funny. I don't think it will be as funny as the first movie. But again, it's like you have these Samuel L. Jackson trailers before a movie that features him. And yeah, so those seven trailers right there of 20 minutes in length could have done without the trailers. I just really wanted to get to the movie right away. As for Spiral from the Book of Saw, I was really underwhelmed by it. In fact, I think this might be the worst Saw movie, in my opinion. And again, I won't spoil anything, but it might be more inspired by Seven than any of the other Saw movies, in that it deals more with the cop drama stuff, you know, dealing with a police investigation more so than focusing on people playing the games, like actually showing them in these rooms and dealing with these traps. It's more of an outside view for the most part, but you do see traps here and there. I know some Saw fans are really obsessed with the traps. It's kind of been a sin of the franchise ever since Saw 2 like blew that up, and the franchise just ran with it from then. I feel like Jigsaw, the eighth movie, kind of dialed it back, made it was like
equal parts back to basics and more complicated narratively speaking. But yeah, it was just a different experience between watching this and watching Jigsaw. Like, I've told people the story of how when I watched Jigsaw in the theater, I had a bad day, and as I was watching the film, I wasn't sure what to make of it for much of the time. And then there was a moment where I thought it jumped the shark, and I was tempted to walk out of the theater, but then the ending showed me that I was wrong. It had not jumped the shark, and I was surprised, and it was thrilling. It was such a unique movie-going experience, like going from 0 to 11 in terms of my excitement and enjoyment, like just going across the spectrum, like back and forth, and being ultimately satisfied by the end. But with Spiral, I checked the time on my phone a half hour in, and I was like, oh, I'm not enjoying this as much as I thought I would. And then another half hour later, I thought the same thing. And then half hour after that, the movie's over and I feel underwhelmed. It had potential. It was trying to do social commentary in terms of corruption in the police department and, you know, crooked cops and stuff like that. And this is something that has been touched upon by the franchise as far back as Saw 2. You know, that movie and the later sequels have delved into that. But this was a movie where that was the main focus of, you can do something really good, like tell a story that really says something, that tries to convey a social commentary that people will find, like, it'll resonate with them today. And I understood the intention. I just don't feel like it was executed quite well. Like, it felt kind of clumsy and sloppy. Like, even the dialogue at times felt really clumsy. Sometimes there was humor that didn't really work, like some of Chris Rock's lines and maybe some of the other characters' lines as well. Like, specifically, like, in the beginning of the movie, this is not a spoiler of what I'm about to say. It's just something really random, but Chris Rock spends a minute talking about Forrest Gump, the movie, and saying something that really irks him about it. And that really broke my immersion, because I'm not used to characters within the Saw movies talking about other movies, like in general. Like, it's kind of like Star Wars in that you don't hear about other movies or stories in Star Wars, because of course it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and Saw is on Earth, and yet it's maintained this thing, I believe, where you don't hear about other movies within the Saw universe, and it kind of feels like its own world, its own corner. And so that mention of Forrest Gump, and I think there were like maybe one or two other movies or shows are referenced later on, it felt weird. It felt too normal to me. Like, it didn't feel... It's comparable to the Yo Mama joke in the beginning of The Last Jedi, where you could have had just a really good battle sequence, but that joke just broke and halted the momentum momentarily. Yeah, there are like just some moments that feel off within the movie, and I feel like the relationships between the characters weren't depicted very well, like the best way, and sometimes it got confusing, which is odd to say, because with the other Saw movies, as complicated as they get, I was able to follow them. But for some reason, some things weren't as clear right away in this movie. And again, I'm not going to spoil, but I was not surprised by the ending, and that's very disappointing to say, because one of the appeals of Saw movies is the twist endings and seeing how they might surprise you, and I've never felt this way about a Saw ending, like walking out of a Saw movie and being like, huh, that ending didn't really thrill me, it didn't really blow my mind or whatever. And again, like, this is a different type of Saw movie. I don't think it's an inherently bad thing to try to do something different with the franchise. Like, obviously Spiral was trying to do that. I just feel like maybe they didn't do it well enough. Like the potential was there,
but the execution just wasn't that great, in my opinion. Now, if I were to compare it to how you and Andres describe the version of Spyro that's in your universe, I feel like maybe, I don't know, like there are some moments that are maybe not as over the top. Like you guys described like the organ thing that is kind of like the organ from the Goonies. I guess I would explain the working title, the organ donor, right? The working title for Spiral. I guess the ending that you guys described was more mind-blowing, but kind of surprising that certain things didn't happen, whereas this ending that I saw kind of took chances, but also didn't really feel like the best thing that the filmmakers could have come up with. And yeah, it's just weird. I don't know where the franchise is going to go from here, assuming that it does go somewhere from here. Like when I got out of the theater, I overheard a few people say they really liked the movie. And I have seen online that some people love it, some people really don't like it. I think I would rank this one at the bottom. My ranking would probably be Saw 1, Saw 4, Saw 2, Jigsaw, Saw 6, Saw 3, Saw 5, Saw 7, and then Spiral. So yeah, I'm not sure where it could go from here, or if it'll continue from here, or pick up some other thread from one of the other movies. I think they've said it'll depend on what the reception is like, but a little bit of a letdown as far as like a return to the movie theater type of experience. I was finally able to use this free AMC pass that my brother gave me like before like all the movies got delayed, and so I wasn't even sure if I'd ever use it, but yeah, I was finally able to use it, see a movie for free. And yeah, like I don't know what my next movie going experience will be. I've become more open to watching stuff from home on like HBO Max and stuff like that. And again, congrats on your 1 year anniversary with Delayed Replay. Well, that was an interesting message from the other Steven. Thanks again for contributing. Yeah, just thinking back to a year ago when I was starting the Delayed Replay podcast, I remember that first episode, I wasn't sure who to record with, so I tried with my roommate at the time, Ryan, and Ryan and I talked about A Quiet Place Part 2 for maybe half an hour or so. But then when I checked the recording, it turned out that Audacity stopped recording like a minute or less in, and I wasn't sure why. So we decided, I need to work out the kinks, and I obviously hadn't figured out the structure of the show yet. But once I figured that out, I decided to try it again, and I was able to try it with Andres. Ryan was cool with it, and yeah, the rest is history. We better get back to me, Andres, and Dylan, so let's go ahead and wrap this thing up.
All right, so how would you guys rate this Delayed Replay episode that we've done about podcast aside and like all the other stuff we talked about, I guess?
I would rate this a 10 out of 10 Megalodon wrestlings.
Right.
Okay. What about you, Dylan?
Let's see. I would rate this 10 out of 10. What scale am I going to use this time? 10 out of 10 Ryan Reynolds out of Eddie Murphy's.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, that's an amazing scale. All right, yeah, I think I echo your sentiments as well. This anniversary thing was a 10 out of 10 podcast microphones.
There you go. 10 out of 10. I like that one. I like that one. Podcast episodes. By podcast microphone, twice a episodes. But also 10 out of 10 podcast episodes, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I guess we'll just go into plugs. So first off, thanks for joining again, Andres. Where can people find your stuff?
Oh, well, people can absolutely find me at Just Two Lads Podcast. I am one of the two co-hosts there, and an absolutely wonderful time. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter. You can Venmo me and all those things at Pojeki. That's P-O-J-E-K-I. Please come and find me. Please come follow me. I absolutely love interacting with people, and I absolutely love talking about stuff. My podcast is just about talking podcasts, and so we just talk and have a great time. So find me there.
Yeah, I listened to like the latest episode, and like
you, Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, and like you and Kelsey talked about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, which was funny because like she and I had talked about him as well on the Boss Baby Family
Business
episode of this. That's
funny. Yeah, I absolutely love when I accidentally cross over with Kelsey on things we've already talked with other people, because I get text messages all the time being like, "You and I have talked about that." And I'm like, "Ah, shoot."
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned Space Jam a lot on this podcast, so like doing these jam episodes was inevitable, really. But yeah, wow, that was
so out of this world.
Got him. Exactly. Got him. And yeah, thanks to you as well, Dylan. Where can people find all your stuff?
Well. Inevitable is a great segue because we have a podcast called Inevitable where we watch old sci-fi TV shows and we torture ourselves for our audience. We got an email today that was like, please watch season 2 of Lex, even if you hate it. Your torture is my enjoyment. So thanks for emailing us. But you can find our podcasts at decadentvegetable.com. We have a great website. Not sarcastic. It's a great website. if you want to follow me for some reason on Twitter, I'm at Spaceman Dylan. But the podcast socials are at TYD Podcast pretty much everywhere. So yeah, give us a listen.
I've watched the first few episodes of Lex season 2, and it is slightly better, but not by much. I don't know what. Yeah, like I'm not gonna like hype it up or whatever. It's like only slightly better, so like I don't know if that changes like your thoughts one way or the other, but it's like so far like it is an improvement, but like valedictorian of summer school, I guess. And yeah, it is funny hearing you guys like torture yourself watching Lex.
Great.
Like, even if watching the show itself is torture, like, hearing you guys talk about it is hilarious.
Well, at least people are having fun with something related to Lex, right? Whoopi.
Whoopi!
There you go.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
The next guest star on the season of Delay Replay? Is that a hint?
That would be amazing if she did want to like be on the show. DelayedReplayPodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at Steven Schinder on Instagram and Twitter, Steven Schinder Storytelling on Facebook. You can find my novel, Lemons and Like Rain. It's on Amazon. More info at StevenSchinder.com. You can find episodes of Star Trek Culture that I've been on over at the playlist section on the Culture Site YouTube channel. And me and my dad are also starting a podcast together called Yes Shit, where we talk about the progressive rock band Yes.
Amazing.
We recorded the first episode the other day, so keep an eye out for that sometime. Like, I don't know if it'll be out before this episode comes out or after, but yeah, just keep an eye out for that, listeners.
Woo!
All right, and thanks again for listening. Without further delay, have a good day.